The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Now, everybody has heard that the melting Arctic ice is tough on polar bears, but they are not alone. Walruses are also adversely affected. In recent years, warming temperatures have caused substantial ice melt and left little to no ice for resting between feeding dives or giving birth, leading Pacific walruses to change their habits. A recent study by Russian and American scientists tagged 251 walruses in the Chukchi Sea and tracked their movements. They discovered that when sea ice disappeared, the bewhiskered, bellowing mammals spent more time on land and foraged close to shore instead of their rich feeding grounds at sea. The good news is that there are still an estimated 129,000 Pacific walruses in Alaska alone. But scientists are asking a number of questions as they look toward the future, such as will the different food sources available near shore sustain healthy females and their baby walruses? And is there enough food to feed thousands of tusked animals who average 800 to 1,800 kilograms? As well as what will happen as retreating ice encourages more development and exploration in the Arctic.
The 90-Second Naturalist is sponsored by the Johnson Foundation, creating meaningful change through thoughtful grant making.